Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
The 1-1 pitch is a liner to right, coming in is Frelick, and Frelick reaches up and makes the catch. Brandon Woodruff threw six strong in Miami. He's allowed one run on just two hits and eight strikeouts for Big Woo. What a return to the bump.
And he gets the win. Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, in the house for Brewers 360 this morning. Boy, what a great outing by Woody. We would have taken just not touched up, not dinged up. I guess we would have taken even back and gets through a few healthy. But who saw this coming?
This was a day that I talked about it on my show yesterday. I was talking to somebody unnamed within the Brewers front office in spring training after seeing Woodruff's lives and trying to see him go through it. And this was when we all knew he wasn't going to make the opening day roster, and the Brewers were very, you know, forthcoming and saying he needs more time. And I looked at him and said, like, do you think it's going to come back? And this person said, absolutely. And today I'm eating crow. It came back. Today, everything tastes a little better today. The coffee's a little better. Breakfast tastes a little better because Brandon Woodruff is back in your rotation. Because, holy cow. I don't care that it's not 98. You can get by with 92 to 94 like we saw, but we saw him touch 96. We saw the changeup look great. We saw the curveball look great. We saw him have command, which I think is the most important thing. If he came out and looked rusty, missing big arms, or whatever, it was, hey, he took 18 months. It's all good. But he came out that sharp with the fastball and some of the under-the-hood numbers make me really excited that the old Brandon Woodruff didn't go anywhere. Just a couple ticks down in velocity.
Now, some folks would say you can always do it once, but can you do it a second time?
That's a great point.
Or a third time? That's what all eyes are going to be on now, huh? The recovery and then the next one?
You know, just listening to his post-game presser yesterday and then just the way that he looked on the mound, it just looked like Brandon Woodruff. And I think that's the biggest compliment I can give because there's all this worry and we saw his rehab starts and we see the velo in the rehab starts. But you talk to any big leaguer that goes down to the minor leagues to try to get innings in, your velo is never what it's supposed to be down in the minors. You just can't get yourself fired up to face these 22-year-olds you've never heard of. So the point is you finally get in a big league mound. And mind you, this is a 10,000-people crowd in Miami, a bunch of guys that he's never seen before either. His next start will likely be on Saturday here in Milwaukee against the Nationals, who can hit, but you're going to have 40,000 ready to welcome Big Woo back, and the adrenaline should be firing even more on that game. So, yes, to answer your point, it's the fact that he's able to sort of find something that works, but what works is further than any of our expectations coming into that start.
Is the best case scenario still out there, Dom, that he's just a regular in the rotation and this is the guy, not that he's going to go, this line every time, but that right. He's a reliable regular starter for the crew through the season into the postseason? Or is there some plan that has him shutting it down sooner?
No, this is the expectation. Okay. The expectation is to let him go, because the reason why you did that deal, the reason why you paid him for a full year to not have him pitch and then have it all backloaded into this season, and then there's technically a mutual option for next year with a buyout included in that, but the whole point is to prove you are healthy. Go pitch. Go pitch meaningful innings. And his doctor, Dr. Keith Meister, who did the surgery, he's done surgeries for many other teams, told him right before spring training started, go pitch. You need to find out how your body responds. And that's the whole point of all this. We're not going to see an innings limit. He's a free agent to be, most likely. He wants to prove to not just the Brewers, but the rest of baseball, I'm healthy. I'm good to go. Let's get this done.
So Chad Patrick gets sent down to make room for Woody. What's your take on that? Some would be like, oh man, we're sending this kid down. He's been looking good.
The reason Chad Patrick made the team in the first place was injuries. Yeah. Okay, he was the long man in relief. When you look at that opening day roster, I chuckle every now and then with respect to the guys that were on that roster, but Elvin Rodriguez started the home opener. Tyler Alexander, who has since been DFA'd and picked up by the White Sox. Vinny Capper, who was Clayton Kershaw's 3,000th strikeout with the White Sox. You look at some of the names on the list, it's like, huh. And you remember Chad Patrick made that list because of all the injuries in the starting rotation. But man, did he perform as a rookie in these first 18 starts. He was tremendous. A 3.5 ERA. The cutter needs, you know, to have a second weapon with it. I think the second half of this, you know, rookie season for him so far, teams started to attack the cutter. He needs to have something else he can go to get them off that scent. That's what he's going to learn in AAA. But he learned, and I think what's the most exciting part about it for Chad is his stuff plays in the big leagues, and that can be really empowering when you go back down to AAA.
Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360. Let's talk about Freddie Peralta, the Brewers' lone all-star for 2025. Mm-hmm. Any snubs in there on our roster? Anybody who should be really bent out of shape?
I mean, it's so hard.
I looked for one. I wanted to find one and be mad at the world, but I...
It's so hard to be a reliever in the all-star game.
Small market team. They snubbed us again.
And couldn't find one.
I think that's also a compliment of how this team plays. Yeah. Their collection of their parts, not one guy carrying the load. Whereas, look at last year. I mean, William Contreras and Christian Yelich started the All-Star game, right? That's pretty impressive stuff that there's still 50 wins in when All-Stars are announced. They only got one All-Star. But the point being, if you wanted to nitpick and if you wanted to pick somebody, I would have gone with Abner Uribe, but it is so hard to pick non-closer relievers to be All-Stars. Granted, you know, you could also make an argument for Sal Frelick, top five in batting in the National League. He's a leadoff hitter. He's a Gold Glove right fielder. But, you know, I don't care about how many All-Stars you have. I care about how many wins you have at the end of the season. I'm happy for Freddie. He deserves it because remember, in 2021, he was not on the initial roster release, so he really didn't get that opportunity to like to celebrate and be like in relish in being an All-Star. Whereas now he knows he's going. Granted, he's going to pitch tonight and he's probably going to pitch on Sunday, so he's not going to pitch in the All-Star game. But he gets to know I was named an All-Star. I earned it, and congratulations to him.
Hey, Don, before we let you go, obviously we are, what, 3 weeks away now from the trade deadline? Mm-hmm. Always like to tap into your expertise on this every couple of weeks. Where are we at right now? What are you thinking? What are you seeing? What are you prognosticating?
I briefly touched on this in yesterday's postgame. The Brewers, with Brandon Woodruff coming back healthy, they now have the most valuable currency in trade markets, and that is young, controllable pitching. And you look at the AAA rotation right now for the Brewers, every single one of those guys would be in a big league rotation right now. So you got to break an egg to make an omelet. If you want to go get some offense, it's going to take something that, I can't believe we have to give that guy up. And then you come to the question, well, is it worth it for a rental? Is it worth it for multiple years? That sort of thing. But Woodruff coming back healthy and looking like himself, keys to me to saying this team has an opportunity to trade some of that pitching to get some offense back. Because, I mean, the name that I've pointed out for a long time, and the Brewers can laugh at me for saying this name, I don't care. Eugenio Suarez would be a perfect fit for this club.
Mm-hmm. From your Arizona Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks, third baseman. It'd be a rental, so it costs a lot. You only owe half of what he's owed for the rest of this year, which is less than $7 million. Maybe the Brewers cover the money so you don't have to send as good of a prospect because he's just a rental. All these things go into the deal, but a third baseman, he's a right-handed hitter, he's got pop, he's a great clubhouse guy. He's at the top of my list, but the problem is he's at the top of a lot of other teams' lists. It's a seller's market this year in the trade deadline.
Okay, final question. Mizorowski, how does he bounce back tomorrow?
He bounces back throwing 100. That's how Miz goes. And I loved his post-game in New York, right? It's new. Oh, the bright lights. Oh my gosh, he got too big. It's like, no, I just didn't make good enough pitches.
Didn't pitch great, right?
That's exactly good. I mean, that's Miz. You know, I think the rest of the world found out what Miz is all about. I'm just going to throw the ball as hard as I can, and quite frankly, I mean this endearingly. I know Clayton Kershaw is going to be on the other side for him. He's going to be like, oh, wow, cool. I think I've played with him. MLB The Show. Like that's exactly what Jacob Mizorowski would say, which is exactly what you want to hear.
8:52. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
On Wisconsin's Morning News.